This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The suspect in the Boulder fire attack is expected back in court today, this time for a federal hearing in Denver. CPR's Haley May reports it's scheduled to start this hour.
So far, the feds have only filed one charge against him for a federal hate crime based on the fact that he's targeted this group because of their religious affiliation. But more could be coming. It's possible the chain of command could get a little tricky here, but Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty says he and the feds are working well together for now.
The suspect already faces 118 state charges from Doherty's office. For more on these, come to CPR.org. Meanwhile, the family of the Boulder firebombing suspect will be in court next week regarding their deportation status. On Wednesday, a federal district judge in Colorado issued an order to stop the deportation of the suspect's wife and five children after they were detained by ICE. Carl Tobias is a professor of law at the University of Richmond. He says the government now has to give a reason for deporting them.
Well, they're going to have to show that there's something about the family members that allows them to hold them or to deport them. You can't just seize people and deport them without some kind of notice about why you're doing that.
The family's immigration status is unknown, and they have not been charged with a crime. Severe weather is possible across the Palmer Divide north and east along the Front Range onto the Eastern Plains this afternoon, with large hail and gusty winds the main threat. Brief heavy rain is also possible. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.